This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته This is the eighth lecture from the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf Lecture number 8. And we stopped the last lecture when Al-Aziz found out that the story of his wife was with Yusuf got out to the public. People are talking about his honor. And he's a prestigious, a person with status in the community, in the society. And instead of punishing the person who deserves punishment, which is his wife, dealing with his home, this is the nature. The innocent sometimes have to pay the price. So he thought the best way to handle this is to place Yusuf in jail. Even so, he knows that Yusuf is innocent. Even so, he knows that his wife is the guilty one. But yet, that is how it goes sometimes in a corrupt system. When those who are in charge, they are not mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينٍ He said, let's just kill that rumor and place Yusuf in jail. Yusuf entered jail. Again, another fitna for him. Another test. Remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في سنن الإمام الترمذي من حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. He was asked actually by Sa'd, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, من أشد الناس بلاء? Who are the people who get tested most? قال الأنبياء, the prophets. انظر إلى يوسف, سبحان الله, chains of tests. His brothers throw him in a well, he got picked up, from a free man to a slave. He got exposed to that severe fitna of the women. And here he is, foreseeing no. If he would have said yes to her, if Yusuf would have said yes to this woman, he will not go to jail. But sometimes you get tested for what you believe in. You get tested. But this does not invite you actually to compromise. Never compromise. Because if you believe in Allah, Allah will deliver you. And that's where you need steadfast. Thabat. أشد الناس بلاء قال الأنبياء, the prophets, the people who get tested most. ثم الصالحون. And if you think about this formula, it's out of this world. الأنبياء, the prophets and the messengers are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen from amongst us to deliver his deen. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them the most. They go through hardships more than anyone else. The Prophet rather says, then the closest to them once it comes to the quality of faith. And that is why, by the way, our righteous predecessors, when they feel like the dunya is going well with them, they start being worried. They actually start getting worried. There's something wrong here. How come I'm not? But this does not invite you to wish for the trials. Don't. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even so, if you march to the battlefield and you fight in the cause of Allah, you die as a shaheed. And the shaheed does not go through the graveyard. He goes right away to Jannah. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't wish for that. Because you never know. You say, I'm going to be steadfast, I'm going to be strong, and then you lose it. You flee from the battlefield, and you end up committing a major sin. الفرار يوم الزحف is a major sin. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا زحفا فلا تولوهم الأدبار. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he heard actually his uncle Al-Abbas making this dua. Ya Rab, if you want to punish me in the hereafter, I'd rather receive the punishment in the dunya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called, Ya Abbas, O Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulillah, O uncle of the Messenger of Allah, Innaka la tutiq. Don't say that. Don't say that. Rather say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. Yes, being tested is a sign of being special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet we should not expose ourselves to trials. If you can stay away from it, this is the best. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finishes the answer to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu by saying, وَيُبْتَلَى الْمَرْءُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ دِينِهِ أو الرَّجُلْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ دِينِهِ فَإِنْ وُجِدَ فِي دِينِهِ صَلَابَةً زيد له في البلاء. And a person will be tested according to the quality of his faith. And if his faith is of a higher quality, then his test will be elevated. Here is a prophet of Allah is sent to jail. But always remember this. Something that you did not cause. Something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon you is a hardship. If you're patient, if you are patient, this hardship will turn into a grant. Remember this. من المحن تأتي المنح. If you're patient, Allah ordains upon you something, and you endure patience, this mihna, this hardship, will be the reason for a grant. And this is what happened to Yusuf. Jail was his way out to become Al-Aziz actually. And how did this happen? At the same time he entered jail, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ. Two young men entered jail at the same time with him. What is their story? الكتب الإسرائيلية, the Israelites, they say that there was a conspiracy in the kingdom about poisoning the king, a plot to poison the king. And the two individuals who were accused is Issaqi, the butler, the one who squeezes the grapes and make the drink for the king, and the baker, Wal-Khabbaz, and the one who bakes the bread. And both of them are assumed guilty until they investigate. So both of them are under investigation until they find out who was the one who actually plotted and wanted to poison the king. So they had to place them in jail until they find out, they investigate this. So they ended up with Yusuf. Subhana Rabbi. They sleep at night. And each one of them sees a dream. The butler saw himself in the dream squeezing grape. قال أحدهما ودخل معه السجن فتيان. قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا. I saw myself in my dream squeezing grapes. وقال الآخر, and the second one said, إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا. I saw myself in the dream carrying a basket full of loaves of bread. تأكل الطير منه. Birds are snatching. They have a lot of people in jail. They had a lot of people in jail. But they came to Yusuf. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. Tell us about the interpretation of this dream, of our dreams, O Yusuf. Here is, brothers and sisters in Islam, why they came to him. Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. You're different. You're not like anybody else. That's why we came to you. You're a good person. You're a quality. Remember, they are not Muslims. But yet, they saw the ihsan of Yusuf, the excellence of his character. Al-ihsan, ya ikhwa, superpowers. They go bomb other countries to occupy them. With al-ihsan, Yusuf invaded Egypt. He did. With his character. With his character. He invaded all of Egypt. He became in charge. He became the leader. Because of his ihsan. What is al-ihsan? I mean, quickly. I mean, even so, we spoke about this but in other occasions. But very quickly. Ihsan is the highest level of this deen. You see, our religion has three levels. And we get this from Hadith Jibreel. Islam, entry level. Then the next level is what? Iman,
then the highest is what? Ahsan. Not every Muslim is a mu'min. You need to be aware of this. Not every Muslim is a mu'min. And not every mu'min is a muhsin. That is why the muhsin, the scholars, they say, the muhsin finds himself strange amongst the Muslims, amongst the believers, the mu'min. And the mu'min, the believer, will find him strange amongst the Muslims. And the Muslims will find themselves strange amongst who? The disbelievers, the kuffar. فهذه درجات. يعني إيه الإسلام؟ Entry level, what is that? شوف الإسلام that you perform after you say the shahada, you perform أعمال الدين الظاهرة, the apparent, the practical of the deen, which is the five pillars. Someone who prays five times, someone who fasts Ramadan, someone who pays the 2.5% of his zakah, and somebody who goes to Hajj if he's able to, and he says the shahada. هذا هو المسلم. Basics. You doing that does not necessarily mean that you're a believer. Rather, you will find somebody who prays five times a day, he gets outside of the masjid, he slanders, backbites, gossips. لأن الإيمان not there. And sometimes you wonder, the person prays five times and he still does that stuff. شوف. قالت الأعراب آمنا. الأعراب, the Bedouins, came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا آمنا. They said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, we are believers. What did the Prophet ﷺ say to them? قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You're not believers yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا. You are at the entry level yet. أَسْلَمْنَا. أَسْلَمَ. أَسْلَمَ. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, right after the battle of Hunayn, he was distributing the spoils of war. And after this battle in particular, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam given the new people who joined Islam لِيَتَأَلَّفَ قُلُوبَهُمْ, in order to make them like the religion. فأمان, whose name ذو الخويصرة, جد الخوارج, هذا ذو الخويصرة, the grandfather of الخوارج, huge beard. يعني that's his description, the hadith in Sahih Imam al-Bukhari. He had a spot from prostration as huge as this in his face. I'm not saying that beards are bad, huh? Don't misunderstand me. But then he approached the Prophet ﷺ and he said this, اعدل فإنك لم تعدل. شوف. Be fair, this is not fair. Speaking to who? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لقد خبت وخسرت إذ لم أعدل. You are a loser if you believe that I'm not fair. فخالد رضي الله عنه ابن الوليد was standing next to him. يا رسول الله دعني أضرب عنقه. Let me chop his neck. Here's what the Prophet ﷺ said. Ya Khalid, da'hu fa'innahu yusalli. Leave him because he does what? Muslim. Bisalli. Yusalli. Khalas. Khalid qal, rubba musalli la yusalli. It may be somebody who prays, but he does not pray. Faqala lam umar an ashukka an sudur al-rijal. I was not commanded to open your chest to find out if you have iman or not. Ma huwa ayy? If you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and you pray the five daily prayers, khalas, you have what a Muslim have. فقد عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله فإنهم قالوها فقد عصموا مني. خلاص أنت مسلم, الإيمان ده بينك وبين هو, إيمان is between you and who, الله. But the next level to this is الإيمان, that you actually develop consciousness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And الإيمان داخل في الإسلام. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي هريرة في صحيح البخاري, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة, وفي رواية بضع وستون شعبة, أعلاها لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى. فأعمال الإسلام, the deeds that you do as a Muslim is within what? إيمان. So don't tell me إيمان is just the heart and that's it, I don't have to pray. No, it's included. But here is the one that we're looking for. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What is الإحسان? الإحسان is the highest level of this deen. And it does not have a word in English, unfortunately. But here it is. You strive for excellence to the best of your capacity in anything that you do. هذا هو الإحسان. You strive to do the best according to your capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا in anything that you do. This definition makes الإحسان like what, brothers? Like a color that you color with it everything that you do. You become a muhsin as a believer. You become a muhsin as a Muslim. You become a muhsin when you deal with the people. You become a muhsin when you deal with the animals. You become a muhsin with anything that you do. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. الإحسان is like you know, water that seeps into cracks in earth. Imagine a barren land and there are cracks. إحسان is like water. طب إحسان in your إيمان, إحسان in your faith. This is actually the definition that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم given to Jibreel when he asked وما الإحسان. To be muhsin with Allah. أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. To be muhsin as a believer. That you worship Allah. وفي رواية أبي هريرة في مسلم. أن تخشى الله. You fear Allah as if you see Allah. سبحانه وتعالى. فإن لم تكن تراه. And if you cannot develop that, فَإِنَّهُ at least you need to be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you all the time. Wherever you go. The concept of the surveillance camera. All the time you're watched. Wherever you go. وهذا المعنى لم يغب عن عبد راعي غنم. يعني في معجم الإمام الطبراني حديث زيد بن أسلم رحمه الله, he said me and Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما went out one day in Mecca to spend a night in the desert. فعبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما saw a shepherd coming down from the mountain, the top of the mountain. فسأل راع غنم أنت, are you a shepherd? He said yes. قال بعني شاة. Sell a sheep for me. قال إني مملوك وإني مؤتمن. I'm a slave. And these sheep are not mine. Belongs to my master. And I'm entrusted. Abdullah ibn Umar wanted to test him. قال بعني شاة. Sell it to me. وقل لسيدك. Until your master أكلها الذئب. The wolf ate it. You know what he said to him? One word. وَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Where is Allah? You want me to do this? Where is Allah? وَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Abdullah ibn Umar was shaken by this. The Athar says that he cried the whole night saying, وَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. And in the morning, by the way, he found out who is the master of this slave. He contacted him. He freed the slave. He purchased the sheep and he given it to him. And he was known of this. قِيلَ أَنَّهُ حَرَّرَ أَلْفَ عَبْدٍ أَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ عَبْدٍ. Abdullah ibn Umar. Yani it was said that he freed almost 1,000 slaves from slavery, Abdullah ibn Umar. And he used to choose the righteous of them. To the extent that the slaves, sometimes some of them would come and in front of him, they would pray. They would pray. يصلون أمامه يعني. عشان فريدم. فزيد tells him, يا ابن عمر, they are deceiving you. فقال, من خدعنا في الله إن خدعنا له. If he's going to use Allah to deceive me, I will get deceived for him. No problem. Let's free him. والقصة يا إخوة بتاعت بائعة اللبن وغيرها. فالإحسان إبراهيم بن أدهم here a beautiful statement. Once it comes to Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, أرقب نفسك عند ثلاث. If you want to be محسن with Allah, be mindful of yourself in three occasions. إذا عملت عملا فاذكر نظر الله إليك. When you're about to do something, remember Allah is looking at you. وإذا تكلمت, and when you speak, فاذكر سمع الله منك. Remember Allah hears you. وإذا سكت, and if you're silent, فاذكر علم الله فيك. واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه. Even when you're silent, remember Allah يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي. يعلم السر وأخفى قبل أن يكون سر. He knows what you're thinking about. Can you imagine, can you live like this when you speak? Remember, Allah listens to you. Allah hears you. طب, are you going to say a word of backbiting, of slander, of gossip? Huh? No? يعني هذا الأثر في البخاري وهو معلق ولكن وصله ابن حجر رحمه الله. القصة بتاعت المجادل. خولة بنت ثعلبة رضي الله عنها. She came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم complaining about her husband أوس بن الصامت رضي الله عنه. She was in the room of Aisha. Aisha was on the side of the room. So she heard يعني bits and pieces of the conversation. She did not hear the whole conversation. As soon as she's done talking with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the complaint about her husband, Subhanallah, Jibreel comes down. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما. Allah has heard the complaint of the wife about her husband, and Allah is hearing your conversation. You know what Aisha said? Subhana man wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. Glory to the one whose hearing encompasses all the sounds. Ha ana dha. Here I am in the room, and I did not hear the whole conversation. Wa huwa ala arshi fawqa arshi, and he's on his throne on the seventh heaven, and he heard the conversation between the woman and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu yasma, hada wal ihsan. In lo isht, if you just be mindful of this, you will find out that 50% of your talks will stop. Al-kalam mushkila. Al-kalam ya ikhwa. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man yadmanu li ma bayna fakkayhi wa ma bayna fakhdayhi admanu lahu al-jannah. If you guarantee for me what is between your two jaws and what is between your two thighs, I will guarantee for you jannah. Wa inna ar-rajul la yatakallamu bil kalima min sakhatillah la yulqi laha bala fatahwi bihi fi an-nar 70 kharifa. And a person will say a word, one word, one word, he's not paying attention to, and this word will become. But if you're mindful that Allah listens, Allah hears, you're going to be careful. And when you're silent, فهذا هو الإحسان في الإيمان. الإحسان في الإيمان. محسن, huh? That you're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طب what about الإحسان في الإسلام? محسن as a Muslim. How is that? How? The quality of the salah. The quality of the zakah. The quality of the hajj. The quality of the fasting, and you increase. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Indeed, the righteous in the day of resurrection will be in gardens and in wells. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. They used to be in the dunya what? They used to be in the dunya what? محسنين. طب what they used to do? كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They hardly sleep at night. Are you supposed to hardly sleep at night? By the way, if you pray your five daily prayers, huh? And you go to sleep, ما في مشكلة. بس ده إيه؟ Islam. But if you want to be a muhsin, then you do what? تهجد, نوافل. كانوا قليلا من الليل, huh? They hardly sleep at night because they pray what? If you just pray the five prayers, you're a Muslim. But if you want to develop to the next level, which is al-ihsan, which is al-iman, and then al-ihsan, you have to do nawafil. Top of the line is tahajjud at night. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. Not only this, after they spend the night in salah, وبالأسحارهم يستغفرون. يعني الحسن البصري رحمه الله هذا statement, he said سبحان الله مكث الليل في صلاة. They spend the whole night in صلاة, and right before Fajr they sit and they say استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. You can imagine somebody who just prayed the whole night تهجد, and in the morning he said استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. شوف, then once it comes to the zakah, وفي أموالهم حق في معلوم في هذه الآية. There is معلوم, لا, في آية المعارج معلوم, لأن آية المعارج the verse of سورة المعارج it talks about the Muslim, the مؤمن, but we're talking about المحسن. They actually believe that their wealth, their money belongs to the poor, is a right for the poor. He's not worried about 2-5% or 5%. He's beyond that. Whatever I have extra, أموالهم حق للسائل, is the right of those who ask for it. You ask, I give. فهذا هو الإحسان في الإسلام. الصلاة quality, you pray more. زكاة quality, you give more than the 2.5%. Fasting, you fast Mondays, Thursdays, or you could fast 3 days out of the month. You fast Ashura, you fast. هذا هو الإحسان في العبادة. Here is the one that's really hard. Really, really hard. You becoming a muhsin once you deal with the others. And I want to tell you something. If you are in the field of da'wah, this is what matters. Your relationship with Allah is between you and Allah. Your salah is between you and Allah. But what people see in you is your manner, is your character. Billahi alik, a non-Muslim, a Christian, he cares less about how many rak'ahs you pray a day. He wants to see your character. What this do to you? I mean, if you pray 5 times and you still cheat, you still lie, you still drink, you still, so what's? ما فعلنا شيئا ولا شيء. يعني قصة أبو ذر, إسلام أبو ذر الغفاري. أبو ذر يا إخوة used to worship Allah according to the شريعة of Ibrahim. And when he heard about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca, he sent his brother Unais to check him out. Go check this man out for me. He claims that he's a prophet. Check him out. Unais traveled from Ghifar all the way to Mecca to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came back to report to his brother Abu Dharr. Hey, what did you find? He made one statement. قَالَ رأيت رجلا يأمر بمكارم الأخلاق. I saw a man who's a character. When I scared less how many rak'ahs the Prophet prayed around the haram or whether he recited the Quran or not. Akhi, if you are in the field of da'wah, this is your credential, your character, not your ibadah. Your ibadah is between you and Allah. Between you and Allah. But your character. If you want to convey Islam, if you want to deliver Islam to non-Muslims, you must develop the character. Those two individuals in the jail, they saw news of the character. They did not worry whether he's praying or not, whether he's fast. No, his character. إِنَّ نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَالْإِحْسَانِ with others, to say the least. If somebody slaps you here, please go ahead. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those who spend fi sarra wa darra, when they are at ease and when they are at distress. Here it is. Wal kadhimina al ghayr. You make me angry. Ikdhim. Ikdhim. شوف, we live in a culture that teaches you to the strong person is the person who what? Yells loud. Beat everybody down. The one who speaks profanity. The more if words you can utter, the cooler you are. The stronger you are. لا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيحين يقول ليس الشديد بالسرعة. The strong person is not the one who does that. Is not the one who beats everyone down. Is not the one who yells loud. ولكن الشديد من يملك نفسه عند الغضب. But the strong person who controls himself when you get him angry. Ya ikhwa, if you really want to know the quality of a man, watch them when they get angry. Watch them. When they get angry, because they are not in control anymore. The nafs becomes what? You know, there is a line called, waiting the inside out. The inside becomes what? Because you have no control. وَلِذَلِكَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَصَحْ. When you're angry, you should not do what? Speak. Accept. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. من الشيطان control. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضَى. That's level. الكظم is one level. Here is the level two. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. May Allah forgive you, أخي. جزاك الله خير. Imagine this. Huh? And here is what we're looking for. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin. Not only forgive, you actually return his evil with what? Hada wal ihsan, with what? Can I give you a gift? Please give you a gift. Even so you harm me, I want to give you a gift. No problem. I mean, if you can reach that, I tell you. But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. فهذا هو الإحسان. الإحسان in your relationship with the people. حتى الإحسان with the animals. You see, when you become that person, you need to understand this. You will capture the hearts. People will love you. People will love a person like this. You become where? In the limb, which is what? The king of the body. People will love you. And that's where the empowerment, that's how a believer becomes empowered in earth. I said at the very beginning, superpowers, they go and do what? Bomb! To control people. Nah. A believer does what? Yusuf did it with what? He captured the hearts. He captured the hearts because of his what? Ihsan. شوف وكذلك مكن ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين. It's a formula. The reason why we empowered Yusuf in Egypt because he was a muhsin. If we're seeking as Muslims in America, we must develop that. We must work on that. It takes a lot of work. And we must begin with our children to teach them al-ihsan, that concept. And that is why, by the way, we have al-ihsan academy now, inshallah, hoping, inshallah. فَإِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Look at the response of Yusuf, and that's benefit number 42. I just finished 41. I guess we're just going to do two benefits or three tonight, if you don't mind. شوف. They told him, each one, a vision. Right? I saw myself squeezing grapes, and the other one said, I saw myself carrying a basket of breads. Birds are what? Tell us, please, the interpretation of this dream. But here is the answer. Listen to this. قال, he said, لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما. This is not all I know. I can actually tell you the type of food that you can eat before it comes. زي سيدنا عيسى, he was given that too. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. Does this have to do with the question that they ask? I'm asking you.
No.
He's not done yet. And by the way, I love this piece. ذلكما مما علمني ربي. My Lord taught me all of this. You want to be like me? Do you want to be like me? Huh? إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله. I have left the way, the religion, the path of the people who do not believe in Allah. I abandoned their way. وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون. And they don't believe in the hereafter. Yes, I left this way. What? تبعت. And I followed the way of my fathers, Ibrahim. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب. ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. Remember, he's living in a society that worships idols. We do not set rivals in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen, this is a bounty from Allah. ذلك من فضل الله. If you are a Muslim, raise your head. Say, ذلك من فضل الله. This is a bounty that Allah has chosen you to be muwahid, to be someone who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Don't feel inferior. Don't. Who are you in the sight of Allah? That's what matters. ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. But a lot of people are not grateful for that bounty. Did he answer the question yet? Did he? What is the answer? يا صاحبي السجن. سبحان الله. He's innocent. And look how he's addressing them. My cellmates. Remember, one of them is what? Supposed to be a killer. But yet he's what? You are my companions in jail. He did not say, well, I'm innocent. You guys are guilty. Go away. No. You are my companion. Ya sahibay al-sijn. Kuffar, ya ikhwa. Nas dul kuffar. Imshi ba'id. Enta Ameriki kafir, imshi. No Islam. Go. La tar. Bring him. Hadhul ihsan. Ya sahibay al-sijn. A'arbabun mutafarriqoon. Look at you. You worship so many idols. Is that better or worshipping what? أَمِلَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. Did he answer the question yet? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. These idols that you worship. إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. But names that you made up. مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانِ. Allah did not give you authority to worship these idols. إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. A little bit much now. يا صاحبي السجن أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا. Here is the answer. The point that I'm trying to make is what? If you are an engineer, and people come to you because you are muhsin in your engineering. You are a quality engineer. That is why I tell you the best people who call to Allah, not people like me. I'm sorry. I mean, I teach my Muslim brothers. But you know, the best people is a devoted Muslim engineer. A devoted Muslim doctor. But remember, he's what? He's excellent in his career. That they need him. The non-Muslims come to him for treatment. Come to him for counseling. Imagine, they come to you. Huh? And then you talk to them about Allah. You take the opportunity like Yusuf did. Because some people, they come and say, oh, akhi, don't please mix your work with your... don't do this. Why? Oh, they needed Yusuf, right? They needed him, right? Huh? No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer your questions unless I do what? Until I do what? give you my message. I'm going to deliver it to you. That goes because sometimes, you know, a lot of people, when people are hit by a calamity and you go and speak to them, and they are not Muslims, a lot of people don't talk to them about Islam at this time. No, ya akhi, talk to them about Islam. Talk to them about Allah. Talk to them about Allah. There is nothing wrong with that. If you are given a position in this dunya or a quality in this dunya, and a non-Muslim needs you, utilize this, but with wisdom. Don't mess up with wisdom. And deliver the message to them. And be brief. And this is benefit number 42. Of course, benefit number 43 is that statement that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Yusuf, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. So they said to him, you're Muhsin. And then he comes to them and he says, you know what, that's not all I know. As a matter of fact, I can tell you other things. And if you want to be like me, I've been taught this. A lot of us, when we go back to where we came from, especially the immigrants like myself, like you go to Egypt, for example, or you go to Syria or Palestine, Indonesia, Malaysia, you name it. Alhamdulillah, you're here in America, huh? Allah has blessed you to some extent. So you go back with somewhat. So people come to you, mashallah, you ani, huh? You are, mashallah, what happened to you? Then people, well, America. هي أمريكا give you this والله ذلكما مما علمني ربي. You see, one of the best ways to get people to Allah is you saying this is from Allah, النعمة from Allah. Basically, what you're inviting people to do here is to worship America. So if you want to be like me, what you have to do? America is the way. لا. What about this? أخي. Or another brother, you know, that, you know, somebody who gets a PhD in that field and he becomes expert in his field. MashaAllah, how did it happen? Harvard? No. ذلكما مما علمني ربي. شوف. وما بكم من من هذا هذه حرف بعض من كل من نعمة فمن الله. Any ni'mah that you have is from Allah. Anything that you may call it a ni'mah, a bounty, it's from Allah. If you're asked about what you have of a bounty, don't say, because, well, I went to this field and then I did to this job and then I got to that training. And you can say this, but get Allah into this. Akhi, alhamdulillah, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me so much and he guided me to go to the embassy and I applied for the visa. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I didn't even expect it to come, the visa. And they called me, subhanallah. It's the will of Allah. They called me, they given me the visa. I get to America. Subhanallah, I got out of the airport. Allahu Akbar. I meet this man. Allah like sent him to me like this. He offered me a job. And then I went to school. Subhanallah. And Allah giving me a lot of patience. You could say that. Well, زي قارون كذا قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي طب احفظ يا سيدي يلا كيبة يلا فخسفنا به وبداره احفظه العلم من عندك فمشكلة. ف if you want to direct people to Allah be grateful to Allah for what you have, speak to them about the bounties that you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذلكما مما علمني ربي. Benefit number 43, and this is the last one, and I don't think we'll be able to finish it, so we'll just explore and stop when we have. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and listen carefully to this because this has to do with us in America or any Muslim who lives in the Western world, whether it is Europe or other countries, Canada. يا إخوة, حديث عبد الله بن عباس في الصحيحين. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه to اليمن, اليمن was a Christian land. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said this to him, يا معاذ, أو معاذ, إنك تأتي قوما أهل كتاب. You're gonna go to a place where the people are Christians, people of the book. Here it is. ليكن أول ما ليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه لا إله إلا الله. Let be the first thing that you talk to them about is what? لا إله إلا الله. طيب, what did Yusuf do here? Did Yusuf talk to them about adultery is haram? Drinking is haram? Did he mention it? The guy told us squeezing grapes. لا. ذَلِكُمَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Lord taught me. Who is my Lord? إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب. يا صاحب السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله. What is this? لا إله إلا الله. A lot of us knock the wrong tree if we speak to non-Muslims about other things in the religion, but Allah, but التوحيد. التوحيد. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله يا إخوة. هذه الكلمة إن قالها غير المسلم, if a non-Muslim says it, it saves him from the hellfire. Even if he goes to the hellfire. يعني أنا أعجب لهذه الآية في سورة الحجر. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra, by Alif Lam Ra, Tilka ayatul kitabi wa Qur'anin mubin. Rubama yawaddu alladhina kafaru law kanu muslimin. One day, all these non-Muslims will wish that they have said, La ilaha illa Allah. When? When they are in the hellfire, والحديث في صحيح مسلم, حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه, this will happen when they are in the hellfire, and with them are Muslims. Some Muslims, we believe, some Muslims will have to go to the hellfire, Muslims who fail to repent from major sins. But with لا إله إلا الله, they will come out. So they will be called out of the hellfire. So they are with them in the hellfire, and by all of a sudden, so and so and so, come out. Your term is over. Why is he leaving? Oh, he said, he's a Muslim. He said, La ilaha illallah. Man, I wish I said La ilaha illallah. يعني لا إله إلا الله هذه. يعني في حديث في السنة, في سنن الإمام النسائي ومستدرك الحاكم, حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. شوف, يصاح برجل من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. One man from my ummah. One man, by the way, this hadith is about one man from the ummah. Only one man. This hadith is different to the seven will be shaded under the throne. You see, hadith al-sab'a, the seven, those are seven kinds of people. Under Imam Adil will come maybe 1,000 or maybe 1,000,000. Under a young man, maybe 1,000,000 young men. Under two brothers loved one another, maybe 1,000,000. No, but this hadith talks about one man from this ummah. One man from this ummah. One man. That's it. One person only from the ummah. يُصَاحُ بِرَجُلٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ فَيُنْشَرُ لَهُ 99 سِجِلًا. His sins filled 99 books. That's not the amazing part. Here is the amazing part. If you unfold one of these books, مد البصر. You know one of these books that gets unfolded? So if you unfold, it will reach as far as his eyesight. What? Imagine 99 books of sins. فَيَسْأَلُهُ رَبُّهُ Did we record something that you did not do? قال لا يا رب, I did all of it. هَلْ ظَلَمَكَ الْكَتَبَ Is my scribes commit any injustice in the... لا يا رب. فخلاص, he thought, he is done. فالله سبحانه وتعالى calls up and احضر وزنك. Come and watch your scale. But إني لا يظلم عندي اليوم أحد. Today there is no injustice. وإن لك بطاقة. هذا الحديث يسمونه حديث البطاقة. اسم الحديث كذا, يعني الحديث يحمل هذا الاسم اللي هي نوت بوك. نوت بسموها ايه البطاقة هذه؟ أكارت نوت. Like a little yeah, it's a little note thing that you write notes in it. Notepad. Here you go. That's the right word. Yeah. جزاك الله خير يا عبد الكريم. Notepad. فيقول يا رب وما تصنع هذه البطاقة أمام هذه السجلات. What this notepad is gonna do in front of these books? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these 99 books will be placed in one pan of the scale. And that notepad will be placed in the other pan of the scale. فَتَطِيشُ بِهِمُ الْبِطَاقَ That notepad will outweigh the 99 books of bad deeds. Do you know what is written there? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا يزن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم مع اسم الله شيء. Nothing can outweigh the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. لا إله إلا الله is a precious word. والله, and because a lot of Muslims, أخي, a lot of Muslims are skeptical about this these days. You find, يا راجل, you want to tell me Mama Teresa and Father Thomas are going to, wallahi, even if your father is Ibrahim, if you have not said la ilaha illallah, la tadkhul al-jannah. Without it is an authorization. وأمامنا هذا الحديث في البخاري, حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يلقى إبراهيم أباه آزر يوم القيامة وعلى وجه آزر غبرة وقترة. إبراهيم will meet his father آزر in the day of resurrection, and the face of this father is darkened. فيقول له يا إبراهيم, you're my son, help me, help me my son, help me. فيقول له Ibrahim will tell his father, Alam aqul laka ya abati alla ta'sini, don't disobey me. Qala al-yawma la a'saak. Then he said to his son Ibrahim, this is on the day of resurrection.
See, these things will happen, but Allah told us about it now. Yani this scene will take place in the day of resurrection, but Allah told us about it now.
Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will take the hand of his father and he will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rab, alam ta'idni alla tukhzini yawma yub'athun. وفعلاً Ibrahim دعا بهذا الدعاء في الشعراء. ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون. Having you promised me, O Allah, not to disgrace me on the day of resurrection. وأي خزي من أبي الأبعد. What other disgrace that my father, Ibrahim هذا علم الأمة التوحيد, علم الدنيا التوحيد. He taught humanity توحيد. النبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أن يقتدي به. Our messenger was commanded to take Ibrahim as an uswa. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Ibrahim, and here is his father, the father of Ibrahim. يا رب وأي خزي. What other disgrace than my father? He's going to be thrown in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا إبراهيم, O Ibrahim, إني حرمت الجنة على الكافرين. Jannah is unlawful to the disbelievers. It's done. والله ما فيها كلام. ما فيها كلام. ولذلك هذه الكلمة سبحان الله يعني. What time we still have, Ahmed? 2 minutes. طيب نختم بهذه إن شاء الله. يعني لا إله إلا الله يا إخوة. You have to learn it. And إن شاء الله we'll begin next lecture بإذن الله تعالى with it. But you have to learn it to be able to teach it to others. You have to implement it. You have to implement it. And we conclude إن شاء الله with this beautiful أثر, which will take more than 2 minutes. Is that okay? Yeah. الأثر في صحيح ابن حبان ومسند الإمام من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما. سيدنا جابر, one day he was sitting with سيدنا طلحة بن عبيد الله أبا محمد, سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. فسيدنا طلحة looked distressed, disheveled, unhappy. فسيدنا عمر was teasing him, ما بك يا أبا محمد؟ What is wrong with you, O Abba Muhammad? Why are you unhappy? It's because, and he mentioned something, I don't recall. فقال له, لا والله, no, by Allah not. ولكني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard the messenger of Allah making a statement, and I forgot to ask him about something about this statement. قال له, ما قال رسول الله? What did the messenger of Allah said? This is after the death of the Prophet, after the Prophet died. فقال له, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إني لأعلم كلمة, I know a word, لا يقولها عبد عند موته, that a servant of Allah says at the time of his death, إلا أشرق لها لونه. A person when he dies and when he says لا إله إلا الله, you will find his face, حتى يقول لك إذا ما شاء الله كان وشه منور, ها مش يقول لك كده, أشرق لها لونه, his face will illuminate. After he dies, you look at his face, you will find what? His face illuminating. ووجدت لها روحه لها روحة عند خروجها من جسده. And the soul will find security
Because of that word. That is why you were commanded to do what? لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ To help them. This helped them, by the way, to die. You need to understand that. لِنِ النَّفْسِ By default, your soul does not want to leave. Nobody likes death, by the way. حَتَّى أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ Even the believer. نبي رب العالمين لما تحدث عن أوليائه من عاد لي وليا هذا الحديث في آخر يكره الموت ولي الله يكره الموت هي هذه default this is by default we all like to live that is why Allah made your reward in the hereafter is what جنة الخلد أهو ولما الشيطان when Satan came to deceive Adam what did he say to him قال آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد so by default we want to what when you say لا إله إلا الله huh? Then your soul will leave easy وكانت له نورا في صحيفته يوم القيامة and it will be a light in his book in the day of resurrection of course I kind of messed up the hadith because Here is what Talha ibn Ubaidillah was upset about. He forgot to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what word? I can answer the question for you. What word? Rasulullah I know a word. A word, by the way, in Arabic does not necessarily mean one literal word. It's one thing that makes sense. Like la ilaha illallah, it's called what? A word. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه والملهم المحدث إن يكن في أمتي محدثون فعمر قال look at this وأي كلمة I know the answer يا طلح وأي كلمة what other word than the word that he wanted his uncle to say it at the bed of death What did the Prophet ﷺ want his uncle to say at the bed of death? Huh? Ya Am! Ya Am! قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ But did he say? No. Because he never lived it. You see, for a lot of Muslims, by the way, you come to them and say, يَا أَخِي مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ من كان آخر كلامه من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله will enter Jannah. They think that at the time of death somebody comes and says, okay, say لا إله إلا الله. Oh yeah, لا إله إلا الله. لا يا حبيب. والله this tongue will turn into a mountain. جبل. You cannot move. If you have not lived لا إله إلا الله, you're not going to be able to say it. I tell you right now. وابن كثير يعني رحمه الله has a beautiful statement say, من عاش على شيء مات علي you will die doing what you live doing because his uncle did not live for this world inshallah بإذن الله تعالى I don't want to hold you any longer But we will begin again with that benefit the next session, inshallah, because of its importance. And this is what Yusuf delivered to his companions in jail. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفر